Another major economic proposal from the Bush administration would create broad new tax-preferred savings plans and eliminate income limits on participants. It would allow far larger contributions to savings plans than in the past, and it would permit gains from these investments to be cashed in tax-free. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
Under the plan, a family could stash away tens of thousands of dollars a year and then withdraw the money without paying taxes. Here's how it would work. Each person in the family could contribute up to $7,500 into a new lifetime savings account. Each parent could put another $7,500 into a retirement savings account. Money in the retirement savings account would have to stay until the saver reached the age of 59. But the lifetime savings account would allow people to put in money and take it out any time for any purpose. Bill Gale is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and co-director of the Tax Policy Center.
A family of four with two kids could shift $45,000 a year into these LSAs and RSAs. And if you do that for 5 or 10 years, you've shifted a pretty large chunk of change. You could buy and sell stocks without paying taxes on capital gains. You could get interest and dividends without paying taxes on it. The money could just be parked there as a way of avoiding taxes basically forever.
In addition to the retirement and lifetime accounts, the president's plan would create a third type of account, an employer retirement savings account. This would replace a welter of existing defined contribution plans that people set up through their employers. Gene Sturley, a senior fellow at the Urban Institute and a former official in the Reagan administration, says the plan would simplify the existing system.
Let me just mention to you some of the types of accounts that now exist. There are Archer Medical Savings Accounts. There are Coverdale Education Savings Accounts. There are Qualified State Tuition Plans. There are Individual Retirement Accounts. There are Roth Individual Retirement Accounts. And those are just the accounts that apply at the individual level.
Company accounts for employees include 401ks, simple 401ks, thrift savings plans, 403bs, and so on. Sturley and others agree with the Bush administration that this is all too confusing. But many economists doubt simplifying things would translate into much additional saving. Bill Gale of the Brookings Institution says many Americans aren't saving enough, but the problem isn't the lack of opportunities to save tax-free, it's the lack of money to save.
Very few Americans contribute to the contribution limit in IRAs or 401k plans. It's on the order of about 5% of eligible households. And so raising the contribution limits, as this plan does, in fact, it raises contribution limits dramatically, only serves to help those who are already at the contribution limit.
Gale says these are, by and large, wealthy people who are already saving. Now, he says, they will be able to keep the same assets and transfer these into the new tax-sheltered accounts. The new accounts would be different from traditional IRAs, which allow people to make tax-deductible contributions up front. Gene Sturley says people would save on taxes only when they take the money out.
Some moderate-income taxpayers who save are actually going to lose by this proposal because the traditional IRA, where one got a deduction up front and then withdrawals were eventually non-taxable, will not be available. And that type of plan was especially favorable to people whose incomes would fall upon retirement, which includes a very significant number of people in the population.
The savings plans could actually boost the government's revenues in the short term, since people who transfer funds into them wouldn't be able to deduct them from their taxes. In the long term, the costs to the Treasury could be much larger, because income that's now taxed wouldn't be. But economists say it would be a big step toward one of the Bush administration's goals, shifting away from taxing investment income. The plan would still need to be approved by Congress. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.